24th.
Found your weekend oasis of information, the Good Day Weekend program. In this hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus presents his abilities to help you out sort of on the sunny side of the medical street. If you have questions about your health, about things that you've been told by other doctors, things that you can't quite figure out on your own, help yourself to 888-553-7536. Join your friends, your neighbors, people listening that are in this community all across the country and, in fact, all around the world at DougStephan.com. Jennifer in Columbia, South Carolina, how'd you like to have a conversation with Dr. Ken right now?
I'd love it. Thank you.
Hi, Jennifer.
I have a problem. My 10-year-old son has got a tumor, and it's right in the middle part of his brain, and they called it a certain area. It's like where it dips down and the tumor's sitting down inside. I can't remember the name of the word they used, but he has to have a spinal tap done. And I was just kind of wanting your input on, you know, what the spinal tap is for. They want to draw fluids off the spine.
Yeah, boy, it's not easy being a mom, is it?
No, it's not.
And I had to go through, when my daughter was about 2 years old, some major medical procedures with her. And I know what you're going through. Did they tell you why they need to do this?
Well, they said that when they draw the fluids and they test it, they're going to test to see if something is elevated, because they're trying to determine if it's cancer.
Okay, that is what I thought. So they, because you mentioned to me that you had a cancer diagnosis, but I have a feeling that they're not yet fully sure what the diagnosis is, and this is so far deep inside the brain they can't biopsy. Is that correct?
Yeah, they said that if his levels are elevated, then we're going to be referred directly to a brain surgeon.
Okay. You see, you can't, this is the dilemma in medicine. You should never treat a cancer until you diagnose it and make sure you have cancer, because I can't tell you in the old days how many people were inappropriately, aggressively treated and you didn't have a diagnosis. So it's a big error in medicine to get treated for cancer before you clearly make the diagnosis. You hear me again screaming about this, but in cancer it's even more important. So, but
right.
The dilemma here is that to go into a child's brain deep inside, that's not an easy walk in the park. So they're trying indirectly to see if they can get some of the cells, because the brain is bathed in fluid, and hopefully whatever's in that washed around into the fluid, and then they can, it's kind of the pick your poison, and this is the best of all the poisons way of going about this. Have they described to you what's involved in a spinal tap?
Yeah, they did, and they said that, you know, it wouldn't be painful for him, because they would, you know,
it's going to be worse for you than for him.
Right. The thing that I was concerned about is within the last couple of months, his eyesight, I mean, he had perfect eyesight, and now we took him to the eye doctor because he was complaining of not being able to see.
Right.
And he's going to have to be in a no-light bifocal.
Right. Well, you know, the eyes are an extension of the brain. And,
right.
And you know, all of this may be connecting. Mom, you have to get a little British and Japanese in you, okay? You know, you have to be not quite emotional in front of him. You have to be tough and control your emotions, because they will pick up on you, okay? This is very hard on you, Mom. It was very hard on me doing this, but you have to find your inner strength. Kids are remarkable. They heal so much better than what everyone else has. My daughter at age 2 had her hips relocated, the left and then the right, 3 weeks later. And for my patients who are 70, 80, and 90 years old, they'd be out of commission. She now
right.
runs faster than I do.
Oh, wow.
All right, ma'am.
Kids just heal differently than adults. You stay strong. Read up a lot about this. Get all your questions answered and just be encouraging to your child. And just remember, kids heal a lot better than adults.
Asking
questions. I appreciate it, Dr. Kim. Thank you.
Yeah, asking questions is important to do. 888-553-7536. Dave is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Are you in North Dakota or Sioux Falls in South Dakota?
South Dakota,
right?
Yeah. South Dakota.
All right. You're on, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you. Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call, and apologies to the doctor, not Dr. Kim. But anyway, I'm a fairly average guy, 50 years old, a little bit heavy. Question is, can diet and exercise truly reverse plaque buildup? Or is there – go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to figure out if it has to be medically related, or can you do it with just diet and exercise?
Dave, you sound like a great guy. If I lived in South Dakota, we'd probably be pals. I can hear it. First of all, most people can lose weight, whether they know it or not, by counting calories and after the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program. About 2% have a thyroid problem. Everyone wants to blame that thyroid, the hormone on the front of the neck, the boiler of the body that's too low, and that's why they can't lose weight. But if you're having trouble, get a scale, count calories. For guys, it's about 1,800 calories, 15 to 1,800. I have to eat on my quiet days when I'm not exercising real hard, 1,500, or I'm gaining weight. For women, it's even harder. It's 12 to 1,500 calories a day, depending on how active they are. Get that scale. Weigh yourself every day at the same time. Get into an exercise program after the doctor says it's okay. And learn to lift weights. Do you know how to lift weights 3 times a week?
Yeah, I actually did quite a bit of that when I was younger, and so that's why I'm probably a little bit huskier. But even so, because I haven't been active that way, it's gone towards, you know, puffiness as opposed to muscle.
My wife, who's a lawyer, not a doctor, but she loves to use the term metabolic. And, you know, that's because people, just as they get older, just have very low metabolisms, and it works against them. You know, we have a diet that I've been advocating, MediFast. It's a wonderful way to lose weight with the MediFast diet. All of my patients who are on it, it works. You work with a dietitian. It's the real thing. It's been tried in trial after trial, shown to be clinically effective and safe, and a lifestyle. But also, you want to get into an exercise program after the doctor says it's okay. You want to learn to lift weights. And very importantly, you need to get enough sleep. And also, get the stress out of your life. That is a big factor also.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Ron is here with me in Tiffin, Ohio. All right, Ron, what's up with you?
Doctor, I called you, it's probably been a couple months ago now. I had a test done, and they found a few nodules on my thyroid.
Yes.
And you recommended that I go see a thyroid specialist, and I did. And they ended up finding several. Real quick, I'll read you the impression. It's a large dominant nodule with calcifications in the right thyroid lobe, has suspicious imaging findings, and should be biopsied.
Yes.
There's a mass that appears to be outside of the thyroid gland and anterior to the right carotid artery. This could represent an irregular lymph node or an esophic mass from the thyroid. This could be further characterized with a CT of the neck. Multiple other smaller nodules are noted throughout both lobes of the gland that have nonspecific imaging features. It looked like altogether there must be about 6 of them that they've actually gave the sizes of.
Okay.
So I am scheduled for a biopsy here in April up in Toledo. I guess my main question is, hopefully these are not cancerous, but in the event they're not, if they would suggest, well, why don't you go ahead and have the thyroid taken care of, do I really need to worry about doing anything further if these are benign?
Ron, let me give you some help here. Take one. This is, everybody goes through this when you have this. This is a very stressful thing to go through. You need to get this dealt with as soon as you can, because the wear and tear on your stomach lining is going to be worse than the problem. This is very stressful to go through. Let me recommend to you that you just try to take one step at a time, because it's impossible. You know, you go look at a textbook of endocrinology. You know, you'll get a hernia carrying it around. And there's so many different possibilities when you go down this road, because there's a fork in the road at every stop. And so it's impossible for me to walk you through this and say, what if, what if, what if. Take
okay.
one step at a time. Please get the, don't let this go too long. You know, it's already the beginning of April. I'd like this taken care of yesterday, okay?
Yeah, well, that's why I was surprised when I called. I scheduled it back in the end of February.
Yeah, this is going on too long, and you may want to tell whoever you scheduled with that you're looking for a second opinion if they can't take you sooner. And believe me, they'll move things up. I'm uneasy about how long they're letting this go. And it's just unfair to you to have to deal with this, because that's the worst part of this right now is not knowing. You need peace of mind, and
yeah.
it's unfair to you. You know, if the doctor was the patient here, they would go right to the front of the line. And,
mm-hmm.
and you just have to express that. Do you have – this is where – you know, you hear me talk about it all the time. Have a good primary care doctor. And people will say, what do I need a primary care doctor for? This is what you need one for, because this is where a good primary care doctor will get on the phone to Ethel or Ron or Bob and say, hey, you know, I've got my patient. Help me out. Do me a favor. Put him to the front of the line. And I
yeah.
can't tell you how that helps when a doctor-to-doctor makes a call. And this is where when having a good primary care doctor just is you can't pay enough. It's words can't express how important it is.
Yeah, they have me set for April 14th.
April 14th. All right, well, that's not too far away.
Yeah, it's not too much farther, yeah.
I want you to think about something else. And it's, you know, easy for Dr. Kent to say, but try to just not dwell on this. Are you feeling okay at the moment physically?
Oh, I feel wonderful.
Okay, good. Go think about something else. Have some fun, okay?
Okay.
There's nothing you can do about it. Get the biopsy. When you get the biopsy and it's not clear, then give me a call, okay? You're doing everything you can, Ron.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at your service, on your side, with lots of medical facts. Speaking of facts, more than 50% of you men listening to this program right now, if you're over 50, are concerned or are doing something about your prostate. Half of you are and half of you aren't. And a good 50% of the good news men, that is those who understand that they need to take care of their prostate, are being sort of encouraged, if you will, by the ladies in their life. And that's because if your prostate doesn't work right, and then you're not much help to, at least in a romantic, emotional, physical sense, to the lady you're with, Ken. Correct, Armando?
Exactly. Guys, you want that urinary tract to be working properly. You want to be functioning sexually. Why can't you continue to function sexually to 60, 70, and 80? Not if the prostate's not working properly. Medical journal Lancet tells us one of the best ways to keep that prostate functioning well is with pure beta-sitosterols. And my favorite way of getting the pure beta-sitosterols is from Super Beta Prostate.
Age-related prostate conditions can become a big issue that can greatly affect the quality of your life. How frustrating is it to not be able to get through a golf game without looking for a tree? That's really what happened. You know, you go around and if you have a stream that you have to continue to relieve, and it sounds crude, but that's the reality. If your prostate isn't working right, that's one of the problems you're going to have. Get a prostate checkup. Don't wait for an emergency. It's important to take care of your prostate for all of the reasons stated and then some. That's why Super Beta Prostate is a great way for you to take control, feed the prostate, take care of it, and then you'll have a much better life. You don't need a prescription. Get a free bottle now of Super Beta Prostate. Call 800-607-7078. Free bottle, pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. 800-607-7078. Ask for Super Beta Prostate. Good peace of mind involved in that. 800-607-7078.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
The Medicine Man is here. He's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he's available to service your needs at 888-553-7536. Let us spend a moment underscoring the instructions for you. If you're Ken made a mention a few minutes ago of how we recommend MetaFast and have since the beginning of the year, and people listening to this program have lost thousands of pounds, we hear. Even people participating in the program have lost hundreds of pounds. And the reason that it works is because these people are serious. They are doctors. They're from the medical community, thus the name MetaFast. So if you're looking for a consultation, when you call them at 800-506-4115, they will give you the way to get started. There's somebody who stays with you through the whole program. The food is good. Really, there's no reason not to do this, Ken. If you're trying to get serious about losing weight, this is the way to do it.
Absolutely. People ask me all the time how to lose weight. You heard the calls. And I finally found the easy solution, MetaFast. It works. Our staff is on it. My patients are on it. I see the results. This is how to get into a lifestyle. You can go out to eat with your friends and family. You'll keep the weight off. You won't yo-yo. You won't lose it too quickly. You won't lose it too slowly. And you'll stay healthy. You have a dietitian that'll help coach you along the way. I would try this if you've tried everything else and you just either gain it back. MetaFast hopefully will be the last diet you'll ever need.
MetaFast is a vibrant online community of real people just like you who are losing weight and finding a healthier lifestyle. MetaFast, the 5-in-1 plan. 5 MetaFast meals and then a lean and green meal every day of your life. You will find all the tools to track your progress. You'll find the people there at 800-506-4115 that are dedicated to helping you lose the weight and keeping it off. MetaFast, 800-506-4115. People say I go through the numbers too quickly, Ken. 800-506-4115 for MetaFast. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. All right, up next is Adela in Melbourne, Florida. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Dr. Ken and Doug.
Hi,
may I first say that, Dr. Ken, I've been listening to this program for quite a long time, and I just want to commend you for your caring and compassionate demeanor. I think you're just a wonderful human being. And the thing I'm calling in about is that I went to a six-month checkup the other day, and the doctor said I was in, you know, the lab report was excellent, and I am a diabetic, but I don't take insulin. I in talking with him, though, I pointed out a couple of things, and he said, let's do a stress test. So did it. I went to a stress test, and the report went to a cardiologist. The cardiologist recommended catheterization left and right, and I'm on the table there watching, you know, on the video, the catheterization taking place, and then when it was all over, he said, well, oh, he had told me while I'm in there, if I find it's necessary, I'll put in a stent. So when it was all over, he said, I found 100% blockage, and it would have been like putting in, going through a brick wall to put the stent in, so I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, your body modified itself. That's the word he used, Dr. Ken. And he said, your body modified itself, and it's like you formed your own bypass.
We call those collaterals.
Wow. I felt like a bionic woman or something. and so right off the bat, you recognize the what he was saying.
Yes.
And I'm still in awe. I'm still in amazement. I have an appointment to see him in another 10 days or so, and I guess he'll explain it to me. But you know, I just, the technician that was standing beside me after the doctor left said, had you been a younger person, you would have been dead on the spot. But this sometimes happens in older people.
Adele, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Have you ever had a heart attack, permanent damage to the heart muscle?
No.
So your body remarkably has generated these new pathways, collaterals, because you have a total blockage in a main vessel, and that's what ends up in a heart attack. You have no blood flow, so you have alternative channels. That's fantastic. Are you having any symptoms of inadequate blood flow to the heart, like chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, palpitations, lightheadedness, inappropriate sweating? Any of these symptoms?
No, doctor. I am going to go into a therapy program probably starting next week. Not for this, not unrelated, but because I had a spinal stenosis. Yeah, I've been healthy all my life, never anything wrong. Just tonsils when I was a little kid, I had those out.
Bear with me because the clock's breathing down my back here.
Yeah.
And after you gave me all those nice compliments, but let me just politely interrupt. So you're not having any symptoms, because that's the key here of what your next step is, because you should be on medicine, aspirin, a statin, maybe a beta blocker and an ACE inhibitor. That's what they'll talk to you about.
Yes, I am.
That's aggressive medical therapy for this. Get that LDL bad cholesterol at least under 70, maybe under 60. But the question is whether you need anything additional. There's a procedure called EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, which mechanically revascularizes the heart. When the doctor, after trying, can't put a stent in, or you're not a candidate for bypass, if you're having any symptoms, call me sometime or look around, and we're running out of time, but we can talk about enhanced external counterpulsation, EECP. It's covered, and there's no needles, no cutting, no added medicine. It creates a natural bypass.
He's recommended it for me. So I guess, Adela, if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. Here we are, 888-553-7536, as we continue here with lots of helpful information, exchanging ideas, and getting to the bottom line. That's what Dr. Ken is all about.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Back up.
Weekend. 1-888-55-DRKN, 1-888-55-DRKEN. We have a line or two open. We're going to also be updating you on all the health news. Let's go to Appleton, Wisconsin, and welcome Sandy. Sandy, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I should be talking to you about my shredded hips or my stiff tendons or my sciatica, but I want to cut to the chase and ask you a question.
Okay.
My son, for years, had, Mama, I can't breathe, and he had a constriction in his throat and his lungs in addition to asthma. So we went through 11 doctors here, and
wow.
Nobody knew what was wrong with him. They finally sent him.
And you have good doctors in Wisconsin.
The armpit of the world. They
doesn't
finally
sound like
sent,
she agrees with you there on that, Ken.
Yeah.
Go on.
They finally sent him to a psychiatrist who told him he was holding his throat closed consciously.
Okay.
So his pediatrician said, I really think you should take him out to the pulmonary clinic in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like January, the middle of winter, no money, the whole bit. So I said, if you don't mind, I'm going to try something else. I took him to an alternative medicine doctor in Green Bay.
I had a feeling.
Uh-huh. And he picked up on it within a few days. He said, I think I know what the problem
What's
is.
What's the diagnosis?
Diagnosis was magnesemia.
Low magnesium deficiency?
Yeah.
Okay, do we know why?
No, that's why I'm calling you to ask you why the body would, because he had him pee in a jug, like a milk jug, to determine how much of the magnesium was being retained. He would give him a shot of magnesium, and all the symptoms would disappear, and then he sent him home one time with a jug. To determine how rapidly the magnesium was dispersing from his system.
Magnesium deficiencies can occur if the kidneys excrete it too rapidly or you lose it from your gastrointestinal system. The problem with magnesium is that most of it is stored inside the cell or in the bones, and it doesn't move real quickly into the area where you measure it in the serum when you start losing it. So you can very quickly develop a deficiency.
Okay.
And I don't, is he, I guess he's not on a diuretic, because that's most commonly, you know, about 12% of people in the hospital have magnesium deficiencies. I was working intensive care for a long time, and probably 60 to 65% of people in intensive care have a magnesium deficiency. Very common problem in the hospital. I guess your son, was he on any water pill, any diuretic?
He is now. He was 9 or 10 when all this was transpiring, and I had venous insufficiency in my legs, and I was laying in bed with the legs up, and he'd come running to me around midnight.
You weren't sharing your diuretic with him?
No.
He's not asthmatic? He's not on theophylline?
He's asthmatic. And he has sleep apnea.
Was he on theophylline? Because that theophylline can cause. Is he on theophylline?
Because
that can cause low magnesium. There you go.
The asthma medicine?
Yes.
Yeah. And at the time, one of the nurses in the ER told him, well, sure, it's going to feel like your throat's closing up because you have asthma. So he started overusing his asthma meds, thinking this was going to help him.
That may be why he has the low magnesium.
Well, it was low before he was overusing it.
Okay.
So this
but theophylline, Theodore, you know, that sort of medicine can cause a low magnesium. There are some inherited familial genetic disorders. They're not too common, congenital development disorders that can lead to magnesium depletion. And I would have him get checked out by a kidney specialist. How old is he now?
He's 32 now.
32. I would have him be seen by an adult nephrologist.
Nephrologist?
Yes, with an N, as in Nancy. Adult nephrologist. That's a kidney specialist. Just to make sure that there's no inherited, congenital, developmental issue inherited. It's low likelihood, and I would also want, more importantly, for that nephrologist to confirm the diagnosis here to make sure you're heading in the right direction.
Okay, yeah, they just lost a good one that they had up at the Oneida Clinic.
Okay.
In Oneida.
How far are you from the University of Wisconsin?
In Madison?
Yes.
Probably close to a two-hour drive.
I would take a trip or two there. I would call the Department of Nephrology there. I would ask who is the magnesium specialist in the Department of Nephrology. I would see that person.
Okay.
Yep. There you go, ma'am. Thank you. 888-553-7536. I got to keep my number straight, Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Good Day Weekend program. 888-55 D-R-K-E-N, also the author of the Good Day Health newsletter. If you're worried about developing Alzheimer's as you age, you're not alone. A lot of information in the newsletter this week, including percentages of people. It's amazing that Americans seem to fear getting Alzheimer's disease about as much as they do getting cancer. Can the stats show that?
It's the biggest fear I hear in my office.
Yeah. So what brings it on? I don't know. Anybody really has got it figured out, have they? They know how to sort of deal with it, but they don't really know how it happens.
Living a healthy life, keeping the circulation open, the same things we talk about for preventing heart disease and strokes also helps with the brain, also keeping it active. Do crossword puzzles, play Scrabble, play Words with Friends on the smartphones, all helps.
What about reading?
Reading,
keeping
wonderful.
Your mind active. When you keep your mind active, you don't
learn
sit in
a second
front of the
language.
Television. Set. That's, yeah, learn a second. That's a good idea. All these and many other suggestions. The essence of it is help is there if you check it out. Sign up for this every week. You don't have to sign up every week, but you'll get once you sign up, you'll get every Friday afternoon the Good Day Health newsletter. Dr. Ken edits it, puts it together, and you'll get the information free of charge. A lot of people every week look forward to it. Hundreds of folks have signed up. Help yourself. Go to either DougStephan.com. We see Ken's picture right there as a co-host. Click onto that. It'll bring you to the newsletter. You put your email address in the box. Same thing at drkenshow.com. Matter of fact, email to us with questions that you may have. If you can't get through on the phone at 888-553-7536, feel free to send an email to drken at drkenshow.com or doug at dougstefan.com. James in Arcadia, California, up next for Dr. Ken. Hi, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I have side effects from two of my prescriptions, Dilantin and Nispan.
And, go on.
Pardon?
Go on.
And I was wondering if there's something else I could take that doesn't give me the side effects.
Well, the question is, what's the indication? You have to know why you're taking these medicines. I tell all the listeners, make sure you ask the doctor, why am I taking this? So why are you taking the Nispan?
For raising my HDL.
Okay. Well, raising the good cholesterol is one of the most challenging things we have to do as physicians. There are some lifestyle things you can do to raise the good cholesterol. You want to increase the consumption of quality proteins that are low in saturated fats. We're talking about chicken, fish, and lean meats. You also want to eat foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Here we're talking about salmon, mackerel, other cold water fish, walnuts, wheat germ, flaxseed, soybean oil. You also want to eat a diet low in saturated fat and rich in polyunsaturated fatty acids. The Smart Balance products, Raymond, James, are so helpful at rebalancing the LDL and the HDL, the good cholesterol. Try the Smart Balance products. You want to get down to ideal body weight, stop smoking. This is one that people don't think about. Avoid antacids. Consume, if you can, a low to moderate amount of alcohol. And in terms of medications, there really aren't any other good ones. Sometimes Lopid will help a little bit. But I would talk to your doctor about just trying to do this with lifestyle and see what happens. Especially those Smart Balance products can help.
Okay.
All right, sir.
I'm taking Dilantin, and I'm sleepy all the time. Is there anything I can do about that?
Okay, I imagine you're on Dilantin for seizures.
Right.
Okay. Seizures, you know, that's a tricky problem to treat. You have to do drug testing. You don't want to go off that without talking to the doctor. Dilantin can have that effect on you. What I would do is I would find a neurologist who specializes in seizures and talk to that neurologist. You might have one if you're being prescribed. And just say that you're having, you know, doctors use the term adverse reaction. Just say you're having an adverse reaction to Dilantin. I feel tired all the time. Are there any substitutes? And then carefully, they'll figure out, in knowing a lot more information about you, what the possibilities are, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Coming up in a minute, the story about vitamin D and the deficits that are being, I guess we're trying to approach it in a way so that you understand what you don't have, if you don't have enough vitamin D, and why you need to be on it. There's a whole new expose that came out this week. Ken will talk about that. After we talk about hydrating the skin on your face, a lot of doctors are talking to people now about the various ways of taking care of the skin, how to properly take care of the skin. Ken, look at the pamphlet that comes along with Night Skin. And you'll notice the ingredients in Night Skin, the very same ingredients that can be found in the expensive cosmetic products. This product isn't expensive at all. As a matter of fact, if you've never used Night Skin, you can get a free bottle right now by calling the company directly, 800-607-7078. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The Night Skin product works in different ways, moisturization, but there are things in it, Ken, that support the natural collagen production, which I guess is why it has as much beneficial effect on you as it does.
Yes, it's like getting a facial while you sleep. In these products, they're the natural curing products that your body makes. They're just not in high enough concentration. Hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000, all of this put together by a very prominent plastic surgeon, and it's been tried in clinical trials to be shown it's safe, it's effective.
Is Night Skin just for wrinkles? No. Is it just for women? No. Men and women are using this product all the time, and you ought to be, if you're at all interested in trying to make your skin look and feel much better. Two approaches, actually, that Ken and I have talked about during the daytime. Protect your skin with another product from New Vitality called Tautinol. It tightens up your skin, protects it. It's used as an aftershave by men. The wind, the rain, the sun all attack your face. So Tautinol protects you in the daytime, and night skin replenishes, moisturizes at night. It's the 1-2 impact. You get them both at the same place, 800-607-7078. A special promotional offer for Tautinol. You get a free bottle. It's a full 30-day supply. A free vitamin E cream comes along. All you do is pay shipping and handling. Ask for them by name, Tautinol and Night Skin, 800-607-7078.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malone, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare, also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership five-step animal welfare rating program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food, so when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
888-553-7536, Gary in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken right now.
Good morning. Would like Dr. Ken's opinion about cardiac pacemaker replacement. I had a massive heart attack in 2006 and had a complete heart block. So I had five stents and a cardiac pacemaker put in. I went in 2 months ago for the pacemaker check, and it showed less than 3 months left on the battery. So I asked him, well, let's go ahead and put a new pacemaker in.
You just need a new battery.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's all in one unit.
No, it's the pacemaker. You think of it as a battery, which is called the pulse generator, and a wire with a – you have either one or two wires coming off of it, and actually a little set screw disconnects it. It's very easy compared to some of the things we do to people to change that pulse generator, that battery. It's it's not even an overnight stay in the hospital. It's done under local. You just go in, you with a screwdriver, turn the set screw, and put in a new little battery.
Yeah, well, he wants $6,000 to do it. And I asked him to bill the Medicare for me, And he said, I don't accept Medicare.
Well, you just need to go to another doctor. I am sure
in Eugene, Oregon. There's only two in there, and they're in the same office.
And none of them take Medicare?
No.
Well, that's another problem, you know, because, you know, we can talk about Medicare and the problems of Medicare. You may need to go to another town, but I'm sure you'll find somebody. Apparently, the doctors there just can't deal with Medicare because of other issues.
888-553.
Get that changed, Gary. You're going to die.
Change it. 888-553-7536.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On car insurance.
Hurt. All right, 53 after the hour. If you're hurting, it's the place to come. 888-553-7536. We're on Facebook. You can check it out if you go to DougStevin.com. I see the Facebook logo there. Click on that and follow along. Send questions along if you'd like to. A lot of people questioning this study information released this week, excuse me, Ken, about vitamin D and how to get vitamin D. Taking supplements is one way. For sure, but most people in our country do not have sufficient levels of vitamin D, and it takes its toll in almost every aspect of your body. It would appear from your brain, your bones, all the way through. You need to have it. This is something that a year or two ago we didn't pay any attention to whatsoever.
Absolutely. Troubling study, but it's a call to action. Everybody can fix this in themselves. A study out of the CDC this week that one-third of Americans are lacking in vitamin D. Please, you go to your doctor at least once a year, I hope. Ask, beg, demand that your physician, when they draw that blood, get what's called a serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D level. And I'll have this all up on my website at drkenshow.com this week, so you'll be able to read about it. But a serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D level. According to the Institute of Medicine, sufficient levels are between 20 to 50 nanograms per milliliter. That's 20 to 50. There are risk factors for having low vitamin D level. They include everybody. anybody just getting older, being overweight, or having any chronic medical condition. And numerous medical problems have been linked to a low vitamin D level. They include bone fractures, Parkinson's disease, diabetes, a lot of cardiovascular bad outcomes, cancers, and autoimmune conditions, just about everything throughout the body. There are foods where you can get the vitamin D, fortified orange juice, cereals, milk, as well as salmon and eggs. And also, doctors have been so afraid of sunlight, we tell you to stay all bundled up, but exposure to sunlight triggers the body production of vitamin D. I recommend everybody get about 15 minutes of unprotected sunlight every day, and this will help enormously. People in the northern parts of the country may need even a little more.
All right, 888-553-7536. Do not neglect your needs for vitamin C. Christine in Wilmington. What did I say, vitamin C? No, vitamin D. Well, you need vitamin C, too, but vitamin D apparently more important. All right, go ahead, Christine. Hi.
Hi, I have a question. Thank you for taking my call. I went to the doctor about 2 weeks ago because I was having a lot of pressure in my lower stomach and in my back and cramping all the time. They did an ultrasound, and they said that my fallopian tubes were diluted with fluid. And my question is the best course to take care of that would be to have them take them out? Because, I mean, it's constant all the time. I mean, it's been going on for about 4 months now.
Yes, yes. It, most likely this is an infection. Did you ever use an IUD?
No, I never did.
Did they isolate an infection?
No, she said she couldn't detect any kind of infection.
Any inflammation?
No, I had none of that either.
Okay, so you went to a gynecologist, I'm assuming.
Yes. She did say I had a small cyst on my ovaries, but that was all they really found.
And did they culture you for, you know, even getting a sexually transmitted disease that you didn't even know you had? Did they culture you for everything from A to Z?
Yeah, she did, because it was time for my yearly, and she just took care of everything. And
are the tests back yet?
I'm sorry? Everything come back fine.
But so they can't make a diagnosis?
No, she said that, you know, what if they do get in there and they look around and it's, you know, or they take them out and that's not what it is.
Give me a second, Christine. Yeah, give me a second, because the clock's breathing down my back here. What I would recommend before you have that operated on, go get a second opinion, because I would like you to see if you can get a cause, a diagnosis for why you have this, and you don't yet have a diagnosis. Go see another gynecologist in another city, start over, and see and get a second opinion. If it's still unclear what to do, Christina, call me back or email me, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
There's good news. If those of you who like fish want to eat more, it's good for stronger bones, Ken.
Absolutely. Get fish at least 3 times a week. It will help strengthen your bones. This has been shown again this week in one study after another.
Healthy lifestyles could half the number of people who have irregular heartbeat problems.
Atrial fibrillation, the most common irregular heartbeat. President Bush 1 had it. Just living a healthy lifestyle, watching the blood pressure, cholesterol, sugar, and getting down to ideal body weight will eliminate this, lower the risk. 2.5 million Americans have it. It's a disease of aging.
Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com for questions during the week. And don't forget again to sign up for that medical newsletter that you can find either at drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. 59 past the hour. Good day, weekend. Good day.